Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 24th, a reflection on While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night, by Joe Combe, City Director of the C.S. Lewis Institute, Virginia Beach, and Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" End quote. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Shepherding is the first profession mentioned in the Bible. Quote, "Abel was a keeper of sheep," end quote. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2. It was dangerous work that required finding grass and water for the flock, restoring those that strayed, and protecting the flock from predators. Shepherds' reward for their difficult work was to be viewed as society's outsiders. Considered ceremonially unclean, they were not allowed into the temple courts to worship. Their character was so suspect that their testimony was inadmissible in court. Yet this carol reminds us Christ has a way of inverting the world's social order, so that sometimes the world's outsiders are selected as God's insiders. Shepherds, who were not allowed to give evidence in court, were one of the first to receive the history-altering news that, quote, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord," end quote. A few verses later, St. Luke tells us that the shepherds took this information and, quote, "They spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them," end quote. Those who could not be trusted to give accurate testimony in court were now providing testimony that amazed listeners. Both the words and the music of this carol have regal lineage. The melody was adapted from master composer George Friedrich Handel. The words were composed by Nahum Tate, who was appointed Poet Laureate of England during the reign of William and Mary. The words from his carol still provide amazing testimony that born on this day is the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you reach out to outsiders and outcasts and make them heralds of your mercy and grace. Amen.